Before we start the episode, I just want to apologize for the music that you're about to hear. Jeremy wrote this himself, and he insisted that I put it in here. So just bear with us and just listen for yourself. Three, two, one, hi. That was horrible. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Podcasting Palooza.
Hey, quick, knock it off. Just let me.
I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Lukey Wookie.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Matt.
Luke, get close. Get closer to your mic, Luke.
And that's Luke. And we also have Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy.
How about real close?
I'm not Matt. I wish I was.
I almost said I'm Jeremy. I'm Matt.
So boys, Matt's new.
And I'm Cleabort.
And Luke, you need to get closer to your mic.
Hey.
But if you watch any of Luke's videos, you definitely know who I am.
Yeah, I just got really close to my mic that time, so that's why my mic's so low.
Can we do this again? I feel like that was mostly shit.
No, we're keeping that whole thing.
All right,
we're keeping it. All right, so
we'll keep it all.
I got the first talking point today, guys, and I think I think that we all can agree that PC gaming is the shit now.
Yeah, sure.
There's nothing better than PC gaming.
Yes.
I'd say that's pretty obvious, especially with... God.
Pretty spot on.
So I'm on r/gamernews on Reddit, and there's an article saying that PC gaming forecasted to be $25 billion market in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, that seems about right to me. But do you have comparisons to console gaming?
What do you think is making gaming explode lately?
On the PC or overall?
Yeah. On PC.
How good is...
Graphics, mostly. I don't know. More people are getting into
it's unlimited frames, everything.
I think that gaming on the PC kind of is more interactive.
Yeah.
I mean, there are better players on the PC. Like, if you went to...
Steam has a lot to do with it, actually.
Yeah. Steam, I feel like
the game, just like all like the deals on the games. It's just cheaper. Like, you might think buying a computer is way expensive, but it helps you in the long run.
Right.
Yeah. Steam definitely has something to do with it. Gabe Newell,
our Lord.
He was asked during a press conference, "How do you feel about Xbox One selling 13 million consoles?" And he said he wasn't worried because they've sold 65 million. And he's referring to 65 million people playing Steam daily.
Oh,
playing
wow.
Through Steam. So
yeah, see, it's like that. It's like there's such a huge community of PC gamers. And it's spreading. It's spreading like wildfire because so many people are realizing how, like, what PCs are capable of in terms of gaming. Like, if you go on, like, PC Master Race on our Reddit, like the subreddit PC Master Race,
right?
You'll see the like side by side frames of consoles playing Skyrim, and then like you can get all these crazy mods for Skyrim on the PC, and it literally looks like real life, and then it's like console gaming.
Hey, I actually just went on Reddit and PC Master Race, and me and Jeremy are actually going to PAX East, and it just says, "For those that can't stand the closed system of console world, we've set up a huge area of hundreds of high end gaming PCs for your enjoyment."
At PAX East?
At PAX East?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You guys are fucking lucky.
That is so cool.
Have you seen any of the screenshots of GTA 5 for the PC?
Oh, that's coming. I'm also looking forward to Elder Scrolls Online.
I'm not sure if it was a real screenshot or if it was just like something like fake, but it was hard to tell if it was like a game or not. It was so realistic. They had, it was raining. They took a screen cap of it while it was raining, and the puddles are legitimate reflections of everything.
Huh,
like, really? It looks exactly like real life. It's
That's
ridiculous.
So, cool.
So I think a big point for PC gaming is when you choose to play on like Xbox or PlayStation or even Wii, you can't play a Mario game on Xbox or PlayStation, or you can't play Last of Us on Xbox, or you can't play Halo on PlayStation. But if you really wanted to, you could play all three of those games on a PC.
By downloading
the
ROM.
There's no fee for online. It's
with
all...
Steam.
Right.
With Steam, things are so cheap now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can actually check the deals right now.
Instead of going out and checking or buying a $60 game, you're buying a $5 game.
Yeah, you could just wait 3 months and it'll be 75% off.
Okay, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell franchise is $60, but it's 66% off right now and only $20.
Exactly. It's to the point where it's not even like it's more worth it to buy it than it is to not buy it.
It's because it's, you know, they don't have to like actually make anything. They're just selling downloadable like files.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So they're probably making 100% profit on each game that they sell. I swear if console selling a hard disk would not be making that.
Yeah, and
that's why they can afford to sell like games at $20.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy. Your turn.
So that brings up a good point that they make a 100% profit on some of these games. Apple let out a report recently for the end of the year, and they announced that third-party developers for apps made a total of $10 billion in the last quarter,
jeez.
I think. And that amounts to $15 billion in total.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure if that's right. But
are there first party app developers for Apple?
I would think so.
Like Apple creates some apps. Other than Newsstand, like what else would they make money off of that Apple creates?
They have the app iMovie, iPhoto, Pages.
Oh yeah, well fucking iTunes and shit like that. Never mind. Yeah. But so you know the app Candy Crush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear about them trademarking the word candy?
Really?
No.
Yeah.
They trademarked the word candy in all clothing, in all games, and something else. But that means
I think it's movies.
How the hell do you even do that?
They're literally going at like they would have to go after every fucking thing.
Yeah, they're
that
going
has candy.
They're currently going after every game on the App Store and with the word candy in it. And
if you've ever played Candy Crush,
giving them a cease and assist letter.
Goodbye to that. Candy Crush, or not Candy Crush, fucking Candyland, you know the board game?
Yeah. Cease and assist.
Sad day when that leaves. That was a good game.
Well,
bro.
There's a new app that just like exploded recently. Flappy Bird.
I love that shit.
That game is free, right?
Yeah
it's free.
And
it's hard
and
as
it's
shit.
Addicting as shit.
I'm good at it. Just like to state
I've spent.
Luke, like, what's your high score?
29.
Luke, that's not good. Have you seen what some kids
I know,
are scoring?
I know.
Yeah, they get like
some
98.
Kids get like 56.
Yeah, I say
highest
good.
I've seen is 56.
I did pretty good. Last night, I got my high score of 6.
Wow, that's impressive.
So I'm really good at this
so
game.
So before we get further on topic, because the point I actually wanted to make is iTunes said that they've made $10 billion in the last year, the party developers did. They take 33% of that.
Good.
That's a lot of money.
And I'm pretty sure Steam takes 25% off of their third-party developers. So if you make a mod and then try and sell it, they'll take 25% off of your sales.
But so they're still taking less than Apple would off of an app, though.
Right.
That's good. I mean, like, why wouldn't you be a why would you develop for the never mind.
There are plenty of developers for the iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
There is
mod games and sell them for like $10 a mod.
There is a huge rumor going around r/Apple where they're taking away the iPod.
They're going to stop making the iPod?
Yeah, because apparently they only sold 20 million units.
This is just speculation, though, right? This isn't
okay. Normally, when speculation picks up this much traction, it's normally true with Apple.
Well, that's like that. Oh, okay, with Apple, because I was about to say Fallout 4. Jesus Christ, that Survivor website had literally.
Oh,
like,
did you read his official statement?
It was so fucking dumb. He was like, "Thanks for all the support, guys. Sorry, this isn't a real thing," and just that was it. You're like, okay,
yeah. He's like,
"Fuck you, dude."
He's like. The entire time it was fake, but I really just wanted to force the developers to release a real statement. It was like, how did you think that was going to work if all you did was create a fake website?
The only statement that got them to release was they're like, we are not part of this at all. Like, this isn't us.
Speaking of people forcing people to make statements, did you see that thing? Did you see that online petition on the whitehouse.gov
to deport
for recess?
To deport Justin Bieber.
Really?
And it has and now over 100,000 signatures, so the White House has to give a response to it.
Yeah, but a response could be just no. Or yeah, yes.
They have to make an official response.
You know that he got arrested in, I think it was Toronto?
He turned himself in.
Yeah.
For assault.
Because he punched his limo driver in the back of the
head.
Yeah,
I lose all respect for people who drink and drive. I think that's just the stupidest shit you could even do.
What? Wasn't he under the influence of drugs as well?
Yeah, I kind of hope that. I mean, I think he was under the influence of okay.
He tested positive for marijuana
and antidepressants.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
That's right.
Wow.
But antidepressants take 2 months or something like that to work.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god. That's so stupid.
Honestly, I don't understand the antidepressant part.
All right, so let me give you a scenario.
What were we talking about?
You have a good friend, Mackenzie. Your friend dies. You're depressed. There you go. Thank you very much.
All right, let me give you another scenario that doesn't make sense. You have millions of dollars. You have a $20 million house. You have a posse of 20 guys who hang out with you all the time. Why do you need to be depressed?
It's true.
Because his friend.
I don't know why he's depressed.
You have a family that you refuse to listen to.
So let's get back on topic here. Game of the Year. We made our Game of the Year
Rebecca
a couple weeks ago. Shut your filthy face. Okay.
Everybody give Jeremy a round of applause.
Thanks. If you didn't
congratulations.
Know, already, I'm dating someone.
Woo! Okay.
Nobody thought that would ever happen. So, Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm clapping like I'm at the State of the Union. I clap at every fucking thing he says.
Grand Theft Auto 5 won four noticeable Game of the Year awards. Okay.
I thought it was good, but I don't think...
Grand Theft Auto was amazing.
Nah.
It was probably the most popular game, but I don't know if it was honestly the best game.
They won
VGX. What do you think is the best? Ghost?
No, fucking not Ghost. Ghost is terrible.
They won Game of the Year at VGX, which is that televised game award show.
What I'm noticing is a lot more indie games are getting more popular than mainstream games.
They won they won the Golden Joystick Award for Game of the Year, or Joystick.
Who pronounces it Steak?
Who honestly says
it's spelled Steak. With a Y. Okay. They won they won the TSA award for Game of the Year, and then I can't remember what the fourth one. Oh, they won Raptor Award for Game of the Year. And Raptor produced some analytics. And the first one shows that based on a 30-day launch window, the amount of playtime for each game, Grand Theft Auto trumped the other four games that were runners-up. All those four games combined would not even match 70% of what Grand Theft Auto V's playtime was.
What were the other four games? Do you know?
It was Call of Duty Ghosts.
Okay, well, that...
Which came out at the... Did that come out at the beginning of the year or towards the end of the year?
November.
Towards the end.
Okay. Battlefield 4.
George Rebecca.
Shut your face.
Battlefield 4 is definitely so much fun on the PC.
Dota 2.
What was that?
Dota 2.
Fucking, I don't even know what that is.
I thought that was an old game.
FFX... What? FF14 online? Okay. A Realm Reborn? Oh, Final Fantasy 14 online. Okay.
Ah, Jeremy.
I don't know. So, yeah, I think that Grand Theft Auto 5 deserved to win that because a lot of people played that for a long time. And then the online came out, and that was a whole new part of the game that everybody could, if you had already beaten the story and you were kind of getting, you're done fucking around in free play, you could go and play online. But then the online economy went to shit once people started putting $9 billion bounties on people, so there was no point anymore. But I think...
Worried that Elder Scrolls Online is not going to be anything like they're hyping it.
I don't know.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yes, yeah, I've seen the trailer. It's like, so badass.
Like, that trailer is amazing.
I don't like when people make trailers like that without using, like, I think they should use in-game footage.
Oh, that wasn't in-game footage?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that was totally in-game
footage. Are you looking at the trailer that I'm looking at?
Actually, I don't know. Hold on.
They released two trailers last time I remember.
I'm talking about the one where there's a lady, she, like, throws a rope across, and it was at PAX East last year, so it was probably, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we played that. That was, it was okay. I mean, played a little bit like Skyrim.
Yeah.
So, another one is most played game on the Xbox 360, this is to narrow down the field, on the Xbox 360, the most played game of 2013
probably
was
also Grand Theft Auto 5.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Kill me.
I can see that. I can see that.
But
But
that game came out at the beginning of the year. Grand Theft Auto 5 came in a close second.
Yeah.
Ooh.
When did Grand Theft Auto 5 come out? That came out in fall, right?
September or October?
All I know is that game was a shit when it first came out. And just like, I think it did well is because if you look at the GTA 4 graphics compared to that.
Oh my god,
It's unplayable. Like, I think GTA 4 is, like, unplayable after playing GTA 5.
Yeah, I actually got on this a few weeks ago.
What do you guys think is the most played game on Xbox 360 of all time?
Halo
3.
One of the Halo. I was thinking the same thing. Halo 3.
Because Halo 3 still played heavily.
Maybe Halo
3. Dude, I still fucking play Halo 3.
It has to be a Halo game.
Actually, you know what's funny? I've never 100%ed one of the Halo games.
I have so many times.
Really?
I absolutely love Halo 3.
Actually, I think Modern Warfare 2 could be up there too.
Actually, I'm of the first times Luke and I actually hung out, we played Halo 3.
Yeah.
I remember that.
As of right now, I'm trying to beat all of Halo 4 on Legendary. It's taking me forever. It's so repetitive after a little bit that I'm just like, I've almost quit.
I watched a playthrough of Halo 4. I never bought it. I love the storyline, but
it's fun.
I heard the online for Halo 4 isn't great.
I'm not really one for online Halo. I normally just play the story modes. I know it's good, but it gets kind of boring.
How about this?
What do you think the most played game for PC was this year?
Oh, I can tell you. League of Legends.
League of Legends
so much.
Is amazing.
So boring.
It is
so much fun.
I don't like it.
Oh my god, it's so much fun.
Keep in mind, it is free to play.
That's true.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Isn't it exactly like StarCraft 2?
No, it's nothing like it.
Is it not? I thought it almost was like.
It looks like it.
Go watch some of the gameplay, at least. Yeah.
I have. But that's why
I'm not playing it right now.
Basically, there's three towers, and your goal is to destroy those three towers before you
destroy
the base.
It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. All right, I'll read off the amazing. Shut up. I'm going to read off the rest of the list.
You should fuck up.
So League of Legends came in first. All right. And then it was Dota 2.
Ugh.
I don't even know what that is.
That's another Valve game. I'm pretty sure it's like League of Legends. But you have to pay to buy it, and then it's free subscription. All right, then came Rift.
That's gross.
Rift, ooh, which came Rift. Out free this year.
We played Rift, Jeremy.
We did. And then, in fourth place this year, World of Warcraft.
That's what's up.
Which is surprising, considering you still have to pay a $15 a month subscription.
It's also, like, Cataclysm, in my personal opinion.
When did Mists of Pandaria come out?
A while ago.
Was that
the beginning 2012? Of the year? I
don't know. But, like, Cataclysm, that whole patch.
Because if that came out in 2013, you can assume that there'd be a spike in gameplay when that first came out. Because everybody that had a World of Warcraft account would probably want to play that a little bit, right?
Yeah, but after Cataclysm, a lot of people left. Because that was a big switch.
Fucked everyone over.
Yeah, like.
But it did.
Lich King was the best.
I'm not hip to WoW at all. So.
It's just like.
I hate WoW.
I feel like
WoW is one of those games where I would start playing it and then I would get way too into it and I would just my life would be gone at that point.
You're looking at me right here.
A big part of World of Warcraft is the raids and going into the instances.
And
doing the dungeons and whatnot. They took a lot of good features from that out, and they also removed some of the older instances.
I don't know.
I remember
also
one time, Jeremy. I
have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what they did, but I remember when I played WoW, like, you only had, like, a certain amount of health. Or not a certain amount of health, but, like, you can only, like, back when I first played it, like, the best health you could get was, like, 75,000, I'm almost positive. I know it was low, but now it's, like, 400,000 or 500,000. They've
when
really,
I,
like,
when I played when I played Wrath of, I think Wrath of the Lich King is when I left, best health was, like, 12,000.
Yeah, and now, no.
I'm sorry, that was Burning Crusade.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
best
it's, like,
health, 12,000.
Right? I don't know, but right now, it's, like, 600,000. And, like, every, like, you hit more, it's just, I don't know. It's not the same.
It's like,
WoW
they just,
is gay.
When they come out with a new expansion, they just
LOL
beat everything up.
Yeah.
They just inflate everything. What they also did was they took out the talent tree. And so now you just pick a class. Mm-hmm. So a big part of most players' experience was getting to choose their talents, and that would determine what kind of player you would be, and you'd have to pick them very specifically, and it'd be a very detrimental process, because, like, you couldn't reset it, and there were so many options, and you had to choose just one.
I like games like that a lot, like skill-based games where you have to, like, choose, put your skills in. That's why my favorite game is Fallout 4. Or not Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas. Sorry, I'm thinking about Fallout 4. I want it to come out so bad.
So,
Yeah, that guy's a dick. Whoever made
the
Survivor
kind of
website,
idea.
He's a asshole. That's all I'm thinking about. I wish that was real so bad, dude. That's old news. I shouldn't talk about that.
Let's talk about the new news. All right, Jeremy, where are you playing on?
Let's talk about the Ukraine riots.
So, new news.
Rebecca.
Lots of DLC coming out this year.
For
Rebecca.
Jeremy's like, get...
Rebecca.
Fucking shut your mouth. Most played DLC.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Shut your fucking face. Terraria.
That's
the
fantastic.
Most played DLC. I don't know what Terraria is.
Terraria?
Oh, it's,
It's like Minecraft, but, like,
it's 2D. It's a 2D game. It's kind of like
Minecraft. It's almost
not. Like, it's not really like Minecraft at all, actually.
Really, Starbound.
It's like an adventure game. Yeah,
Starbound's also like Minecraft. I mean,
have you heard of that game Cube World?
Yes. Is that the one?
Yeah, it's like an RPG. Minecraft.
Yeah. It's Ace of Spades. I thought.
You know, when it first came out, I was thinking, like, Jesus, these guys, like, fucking ripped off Minecraft so bad. This game's going to be exactly like it. I watched a few Let's Plays of it, like, playthroughs. It looks like such a good game.
It really does.
It looks like something that I really want to play, not only because it's, like, awesome, like, the quest and stuff like that, but it's also multiplayer. It really looks like something that could be good. And I don't know if it's free to play or not. I think it's not. But if I had the money, I would definitely get it.
Was it called Cube World?
Cube World.
Yeah. So Terraria was number one. In second place, Heart of the Swarm for StarCraft 2. And then
I've never played StarCraft.
StarCraft is so much fun.
Yeah. Civilization 5, Borderlands 2, and then a game called Warframe, Update 10.
I have to bitch about Borderlands 2 for a second. Borderlands 1 was fun because it was like... It was the first time that I ever played, like, a dark open world game like that where I could, like, customize weapons and stuff like that, you know, get just, like, kind of progress through this world. It was one of the first open world games that I ever played. And I was really excited for Borderlands 2. When I first played it, it was good for, like, the first 10 hours that I played it.
I think I played it for 30 minutes with my brother.
It gets so tedious and so fucking repetitive. I didn't finish it. All that you do is travel to new locations, kill people on the way to the boss, kill the boss. Travel to a new location, kill people on the way to the boss, kill the boss. It's just like that over and over and over and over again.
And it gets repetitive.
Yeah, and you know...
That's
like,
a large problem with World of Warcraft, too.
You could say that like a lot of games do that,
it's
but
the
what
same
they do
quest.
Is they make...
Gather 6 of this item, kill 12 of these people.
Yeah, but it's not in the same area. It's also like not the same
like
item.
This quest
item.
Reward.
thing with Borderlands 2 is that they like that could have been fun, but they just didn't change anything. Like it was like the exact same plot.
So yeah, we can all agree that Rebecca.
Rebecca. I think that's a pretty common standing point.
Yeah, right, I agree with that.
Have you guys played Dead Rising 3?
No. I heard it was amazing, no.
So,
no.
You know what game? I'm thinking back right now at like old games after we talked about Halo 3.
Mario.
I really liked BioShock.
Mario 64.
Super Mario 64.
Oh,
Infinite,
that's
or
another
BioShock.
One. So these two games go together. Dead Rising 3 and BioShock both have DLCs coming out. Actually it's speculated that Dead Rising 3 has a DLC coming out because they had a 13 gigabyte patch.
Yeah, I heard about that. They had a 13 gigabyte patch.
I just wanted to bring that up. That seems a little.
And so far, the only things that have come out in it are like, you get one new wardrobe for one of your characters, something like that. Like, they have released a few things, but definitely not 13 gigabytes worth of patch.
Right.
Like, it might be unlockables or something like that. Nobody knows. It'd be pretty cool to find out, though. I mean, what do you put in a 13 gigabyte patch? It has to be gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow.
So the BioShock Infinite has their second DLC coming out. It's called Burial at Sea Episode 2.
I really need to get back into BioShock.
Mackenzie, did you play Infinite or what did you play?
Yeah, have you guys played BioShock Infinite?
Hey, Matt, you gave me that game.
Yeah, I gave that game.
But for right. It's for peasants. So I don't know if
it's you know a game. Also,
it's for the Xbox 360.
Another game I really
console
like.
Gaming is console.
I like the Assassin's Creed.
No, Luke, you know PC gaming is fun, but there are games on the console that you can only play for console that I enjoy.
Yeah, like Halo. True.
No, I mean like I'm calling people peasants that are like legit retards on like
is
they're like just idiots making like incorrect comments.
Right.
Is Assassin's Creed on the computer?
Yeah.
It can.
I think you can get 1 and 2 on the computer.
And 4 is on
so
Steam.
So can somebody explain to me what the plot for BioShock Infinite is?
Yeah. I have no idea. I just know. Yeah, you can get Assassin's Creed 4 on.
Okay, guys. Question. What do you think
would
be the next revolutionary independent game?
Fuck.
Whether people like it or not, or if the game hasn't been made yet, what do you think it would consist of? What would be the next League of Legends, the next Minecraft, the next Halo 3? What will be the next game?
It's kind of
okay.
Like,
it's not an independent game, but I'm gonna say Fallout 4. It's gonna have probably the largest open world to be put into the game yet.
Somebody recently made a mod for Fallout 3, which allows you to play co-op.
That's really.
And so I think what's gonna happen is that guy is gonna get the shit brought down on him. They're gonna bring co-op into Fallout 4. I think that's gonna
be
the next step for them.
That would be awesome.
Because Fallout's such a good game, dude. You know, I actually everybody's like there are a lot of people who didn't like Fallout New Vegas as much as they like Fallout 3.
The plot line I thought was much better.
And what, Fallout New Vegas or 3?
In Fallout New Vegas because. Like
I agree with you. I agree with you completely because not only is there like hours of more game time, but fucking it's like interesting. You get so into that game. Fallout 3 was like interesting, but once you're spoiler alert, once your dad dies, game I don't like.
Wow, I have not completed Fallout 3.
Oh shit!
Oh,
covered your ears.
So I gave you warning.
You're
I
like spoiler alert. He dies. Dang it. Well,
because it's like. That's it's like the game ends.
That's,
your dad
that's
dies. It's over.
Endings.
Fucking it's so
poor Liam.
Liam.
Fallout
4.
Rebecca.
Fallout 3, you follow one storyline, right? Even if you travel anywhere in the world, there's one set storyline you have to follow.
Where's
Fallout New Vegas, you get to make choices.
You can literally make your own storyline in Fallout New Vegas.
Right.
If you do a wild card, you can choose who you want to live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to actually finish my Let's Play of that.
I love that.
All right. Well, we are starting to wind down here on the podcast. A few things that we'd like to tell you guys. First off, make sure you subscribe to Luke. on Loose Games.
If you have any questions of the stream, go ahead and email me at masonman22@gmail.com. If you really are in the need, go ahead and message me at 703.
Yep. All right.
Send a voicemail.
You can follow Luke on Twitter at Luke's Games, I think, right?
Yeah, I'll have it all in the description.
And you can also find him at YouTube at LLL Luke's Games LLL. That's a horrible channel name, but I mean, I don't know why you didn't just go with Luke's Games.
Hey guys, you gay should subscribe to me. Matt plays.
What?
Hello, Delta.
Luke. Delta.
Oh, my mic cut out really bad. I just heard Matt play.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Delta.
Matt, go ahead and throw your YouTube channel out there.
It's Matt Plays 96.
Wait, repeat that.
Matt
sucks sick.
Fuck you guys.
Follow Jeremy at MC Server 610.
Wait,
YouTube.
Repeat that, Mackenzie.
Matt Plays 96.
MC Server 610.
No, Matt, repeat that. Matt sucks dick.
I forgot that I made my channel name that.
Make sure you follow Luke on twitch.tv. He does a live stream there every single Friday. And that is LLL Luke's Games. LLL.
Like my fan page on MassBeast at masonman22@gmail.com.
Okay, guys. Well, is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was... Yeah.
Nope, I'm trying to push it to right where I cut the music. So, keep talking.
Hey, Super Bowl's coming up, you guys.
That is right. The Super Bowl is coming up.
Seahawks are going to win.
Seahawks. Well, actually, I don't know if this
really?
Is loaded by
I'm
that,
going Broncos.
I'm going. Oh, Mackenzie, we can't be friends anymore. Seahawks.
Really?
Why
the Broncos?
He's going to run out onto the field, and then he's going to be in the tank, so he's not actually going to run out.
The Broncos are going to have all of the superstition against them.
Richard Sherman is going to clobber Peyton Manning. Head's going to fall off dead.
Not only are they the better offense, which normally loses against the better defense, but they're also wearing the darker colors, which normally loses against
the better. Oh, yeah, the superstitions.
Peyton Manning's neck is going to just dislocate during the halftime show, okay?
If you guys didn't notice, the Super Bowl is coming
like
up
this.
Soon. What? All right, guys, thank you guys for watching. My name is Mackenzie.
I'm Loki Wookie.
I'm not Jeremy. I'm Matt.
I wish I was Matt.
Goodbye.
Rebecca.
All right. And we'll see you guys for episode 3. Thanks for watching.
Rebecca.
Bye-bye. 3.
Listen.
Rebecca.
Mackenzie in a 2-piece.
What?